Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 lesson on building a glued vocal texture for timeless roller momentum in jungle and old school DNB. Now, right away, let's frame the goal properly. We are not trying to turn the vocal into a huge pop lead, we are trying to make it feel like part of the record's DNA. Something ghostly, rhythmic, dusty, and locked into the break. The kind of vocal that makes a track feel like it has history, even if you just wrote it 5 minutes ago. If this works, the vocal should feel like supporting cast, not the headline act. You should miss it when it's muted, but it should never feel like it's stealing the whole conversation from the drums and bass. That balance is the magic. So first, choose a vocal source with character. Short spoken words, a soul fragment, a breathy phrase, a chopped radio sample, anything with attitude and tone. Don't worry about perfection. In fact, a little grit is often better. What we want is emotional clarity and texture, not pristine polish. Drag the sample into an audio track in Ableton, and turn warp on. If the vocal is sustained and smooth, Complex Pro is usually the good place to start. If it's more chopped and rhythmic, Beats Mode can work nicely. And before you reach for heavy processing, listen to the sample itself. Ask, does this already have the right feeling? Because if the source is bland, no plugin chain will fully rescue it. A great move here is to duplicate the clip. Keep one copy as your main texture, and use another copy for effect throws or alternate moments later in the arrangement. That gives you more control, and it also helps the vocal feel like an arrangement tool rather than a single static sample. Next, chop the phrase into rhythmic cells. Open clip view and look for useful fragments, maybe a consonant at the start, a vowel tail, a breath, or a short word that lands with attitude. You do not need to overfragment it. For this style, simple often wins. Think in phrases that can lock to the break, answer the snare, or sit between drum hits. A classic jungle and roller move is to let the vocal phrase ride the groove instead of floating above it. So place chops slightly before the snare for urgency, on the offbeat for movement, or after the snare for that laid-back drag. If your loop is 16 bars, try introducing the vocal lightly in the first 4 bars, increasing the density in bars 5 to 8, pulling it back in bars 9 to 12, and then bringing it back with a little more energy toward the end. That kind of evolving pattern keeps the track breathing. Now let's shape it with EQ. Add EQ 8 before the heavier stuff. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays out of the low-end mud. If it's poking into the snare crack, cut a bit in the 2.5 to 5k Hz area. If it feels boxy, reduce some 300 to 600 Hz. And if the track can support it, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 10 kHz can add a little air. But be careful, because for jungle and old school DNB, too much shiny top end can break the vibe. Usually we want movement in the mids, not haze everywhere. This is also where a mastering-minded mindset helps. Listen to the vocal in context with the drums and bass. Does it add energy without adding stress? Does it make the mix feel more finished without making it louder in a way that causes problems later? That's the sweet spot. Now add glue compressor. This is where the vocal starts feeling like one solid object instead of a collection of uneven syllables. Start with a ratio around 2:1 or 4:1, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for just a few dB of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB on average. You're not trying to squash the life out of it. You're trying to make it behave like it belongs inside the groove. If the vocal is really spiky, you can control peaks with a regular compressor first, then follow with glue compressor for that bus-like cohesion. The idea is to make the vocal move like it's been sitting with the drums for years. Now comes the grime. Add saturator and give it a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start. Turn on soft clip if needed. This adds density, a touch of flattening on the transients, and that's sampled from a record type of character. It helps the vocal read on smaller speakers too, which is super useful in DNB. If it starts getting brittle, back off the drive or tame the fizz with EQ afterward. A little dirt is good. Too much brittle top is not. At this stage, you can also try a dual-layer approach. Keep one layer cleaner and more intelligible, and make a second layer dirtier with more saturation. Blend them quietly. That often sounds bigger and more authentic than trying to force one single chain to do everything. Now let's give it space, but in a controlled way. Add echo for sync delay throws. Start with 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 tinings, depending on what locks into the groove. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the low mids. Keep feedback modest unless you're specifically trying to create a transition moment. Then add reverb, but keep it darker and shorter than you would in a glossy pop mix. A decay of around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds is a decent starting range, and it's usually smart to filter the return so the reverb doesn't cloud the drums. The trick here is contrast. If the vocal is always drenched, it turns into wallpaper. So give the phrase some dry anchor points, then let the echoes and tails bloom on the important words or endings. That contrast makes the effect feel way bigger. Now think about movement. Sidechain or volume shape the vocal so it breathes with the drums. You can sidechain from the kick or drum bus, or you can manually shape the clip gain for really precise ducking. Keep it subtle. We are not making a house pump effect. We're just making the vocal tuck into the poppet so the break can keep its authority. In jungle and roller music, this is huge. The break is usually doing a lot, so the vocal has to support it, not smear across it. Even a small bit of ducking around the snare can make the whole thing feel tighter. Now automate. This is where the vocal stops being a loop and starts becoming part of the arrangement. Automate filter cutoff to open sections gradually. Raise the reverb send at transitions only. Push the delay feedback for the last word of a phrase. Lower the track volume or brightness before the drop. Then let it come back with more presence when the section lands. A really effective move is to start the intro with the vocal low passed and distant. Then slowly open it up as the arrangement approaches the drop. And right before the first hard drum impact, pull the reverb back so the drums hit clean. That contrast makes the impact feel larger. If the chain is working, consider resampling it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and print 8 to 16 bars of the processed vocal. This is a very smart workflow in drum and bass because it lets you stop tweaking and start arranging. Once it's printed, you can chop the printed result like a sample, reverse pieces, move tails around, or turn delay throws into actual edit hits. Before you call it done, check the vocal in mono. Check it against the drums alone, then against the drums and bass together, then in the full mix. If it disappears too much in mono, reduce stereo width or simplify the delay and reverb. If it fights the bass, high pass it more aggressively or dip some of that low mid area again. If it starts making the snare feel smaller, back it off from the 2 to 5 kHz zone. A good vocal texture should add identity and glue, but not mix stress. That's the whole game. Now, a few teacher-style reminders to keep you honest. First, don't overprocess before the phrase choice is right. A strong source sample beats a weak sample with 10 plugins on it. Second, keep the groove in charge. If the chop placement feels too song-like, tighten it to the grid and make it feel like it rides the break. Third, use contrast between dry and affected moments. Even a tiny dry first word can make the echo and reverb feel huge. And if you want to push the idea further, try a second ghost layer. Slightly widen it, maybe nudge it with a tiny formant shift or a few cents of detune, and keep it lower in volume. That can add this worn, haunted, old record feeling without making the vocal too obvious. For arrangement, think in sections. Maybe the intro is filtered and spacious. The first drop is drier and punchier. The second drop is dirtier or more chopped. The breakdown gets longer tails and more atmosphere. You can even make the vocal disappear completely for a couple of bars before a drop, so when it returns, it hits harder. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build three versions of the same vocal texture over one 16-bar loop. One version should be dry and compact for the drop. One should be darker and more haunted for the intro or breakdown. And one should be broken up and rhythmic for pre-drop tension. Keep the low end clean in all three, and resample at least one version so you can re-edit it like a proper sample. So to wrap it up, choose a vocal with attitude, chop it to fit the groove, clean up the low end with EQ, pollute it with compression, dirty it up with saturation, shape the space with echo and reverb, automate for movement, and resample when it feels right. That's how you turn a simple vocal into a timeless roller texture that helps a jungle or old-school DnB track feel finished, cohesive, and full of momentum. That's the goal, not a loud vocal, but a vocal that belongs. A vocal that glues the record together.